This is Madeleine Tien in Quebec City, and I'm going to read a passage from my novel, Certainty. In the bedroom, Matthew wakes hearing music, a song played on a phonograph, the rustle and scratch of air on the recording. When he opens his eyes, the dream and the music evaporate. The windows are open, and a cool breeze drifts through the room, holding the curtains aloft. Moonlight gleams off the roofs of the houses, and the leaves shift in the trees. He pushes the covers aside and sits up. When he first arrived in Vancouver, Matthew felt free in the city. The buildings showed nowhere. They seemed untouched by the passage of time. Indeed, it seemed as if once they reached a certain age, old buildings came down and new ones replaced them. The mountains, near and distant, the ocean, all these things changed from day to day, never quite the same. During the winters, it rained almost all the time, sheets of water like a brush coating everything, dimming the sounds to a quiet murmur. When Matthew and his daughter walked together, along Kiefer, then Pender, she used to whisper the street names under her breath. Matthew would tell her stories about his childhood before the war, about Sandigan, until he realized that she remembered so much. She wanted to hear everything, to know how the story continued. His words ran dry. She was half his height then. The crown of her head reached his waist. He remembers carrying his daughter, her hands clasped tight around his neck, feeling as if he held a treasure in his arms. He held her so tightly, careful of each step he made. 6 months ago, his daughter died suddenly in her sleep. She was away, working in the north of the province. It was Matthew who received the phone call, who was the one to tell his wife. He knows that all one's grief cannot stop the present, cannot change the way a life unfolds. Now, when he walks through this neighborhood, he loses track of the streets. In his mind, he hears his daughter singing the names to herself, Kiefer, Pender, Adnark, but his sense of direction has become confused. When he looks around, nothing he sees is familiar. He has lived here for most of his life, but if he picked up a pencil out of the small islands of memory, he would draw the streets of his childhood, the town of Sandigan, Lila Road winding up into the hillside. In the months since his daughter died, things once lost have grown clearer. A flight that takes him from Vancouver to Sandigan, from Sandigan to Jakarta. He remembers how, from the air, the red roofs of the town had disappeared, given way to unbroken jungle, on a journey that began a lifetime ago, and that continues still. Lately, Matthew's knees have begun to give, a twinge of pain in the ligament, and then an ache centered in the bone. His wife had tenderly rubbed the curve of his knee with her hands. No more marathons, she had said, a teasing smile lighting her eyes. Don't despair. You're only 66, and age is a state of mind. She had learned to alter her pace, move patiently beside his slow shuffle. An old man takes an eternity to walk to the corner store. Their conversations became elongated, paced out from here to there, drawing to a close when they came in sight of the house. All these years, Clara has made most of his clothes. He finds pieces around the house, sleeves opened up on her table, starched collars like overgrown butterflies, one pant leg creased over a chair. Outside, the stars are shining. Matthew stands at his window, lifts his arms above his head, bends at the waist, feels his body return to him. He remembers the gentleness of his mother's hand in his hair, how when she stepped back from him, the imprint remained, a weight, a memory against his skin.